Lincoln County is the fastest growing county in Missouri and one of the fastest growing in the nation. The county was once dominated by corn, soybean, and hog farms. Now fields are steadily giving way to subdivisions, new homes for people who make the hour's drive into St. Louis to work. NPR's John Idsty has been talking with people in Missouri this week about what's on their minds. For the second of three stories this week, he spent the afternoon at the Lincoln County Farmers Cooperative.
It's going to be $9.72 whenever I get the ticket made here.
Farmers used to be the main customers here at the co-op in Troy, Missouri, the seat of Lincoln County. They'd park their pickup trucks outside, up against the storefront, and come in to buy things like seed, fertilizer, and baling wire. But now the farmers are outnumbered, and pet products are competing with cattle prods for shelf space. Phyllis Twillman has watched the transformation from behind the co-op's cash register.
I've worked here at the co-op for 33 years, and this is my only job I've ever had. Now the trend has changed. Now there's very few hogs in the country, but our main business is more the city trade than the farmers.
What do you think of that change?
Me, myself, I'm a farm girl. I don't like it. I like to be in the rural country, and I like to have a lot of country around me.
Mark and Marvin Piesel, identical twins, are regulars here. They grew up on a farm, and now both are linemen for the power company. On this sunny spring day, they're leaning against the big counter in the co-op's main room, buying weed and algae killer for their yards and ponds.
It's the country turning into the city. I don't know that everybody out here is ready for the city yet. The country atmosphere, as Ben was saying, you knew everybody on the roads. You waved to everybody on the roads because you knew that you knew those people. You lose all that. I'm not saying they're bad people, but they're just different because we don't have the acquaintance with them that we used to have here in the country. I mean, it's a big difference.
Why are they leaving the city?
While the rapid change in the county is on everybody's mind here, it's not the only thing people are thinking about, says Phyllis Twillman.
Of course, you always think about the troops that we have in Iraq because we know several young men that are over there and women, and you just always feel for their families. We have a personal friend that my son grew up with that's over there now. So, of course, you know, it's always on our minds.
Phyllis adds that invading Iraq to try to give a better life to the people there was the right thing to do. But she says she hopes it ends soon. She watched the president's news conference Tuesday and says he's doing as good a job as can be expected. Leroy Gladney has a nephew in Iraq. He came in with his buddies from the power company.
I don't really know why we're over. Are we going after the right people? Son of Bin Laden, that's who they want, but they ain't got him. You know, they got Saddam. These people has fought forever. They've fought since Bible time, and that's how they're going to do. I don't think you're going to stop them. You know, I was in Vietnam, you know. You know, it wasn't a war, it was just a conflict. Well, 50,000 plus people got killed over there. Bush is not a favorite of mine, I'll tell you that right now.
Anything to add to that, Mark?
I think we invaded them and we're trying to push something on them that they don't want. And I'm not sure we'd be any different over here if we had somebody come in our country and try to make us take somebody else's style of living.
That was Mark Piesel again.
Got 2072 there.
Ed Willis is a new regular here at the co-op. He grew up in a military family and has settled in the county. Today he's buying some fertilizer for his garden. He's troubled by the criticism President Bush has been getting in the news lately.
I wish the president had a little bit more support, I think. I was actually thinking about it the other day. Me and my wife were actually talking about it. What a tough job the president has. You know, all the responsibility. I think he's making the best decisions that he can. Trying to do things the best he can for the nation. We just can't pull out right now.
But despite the difficult situation in Iraq and the growing pains being felt here, things look pretty good from behind the counter at the Farmers Co-op, says Phyllis Twillman.
All in all, I would say the United States is a wonderful place. You know, and most people in general have everything that they want. So I would say that the country is doing well.
It may not look that good in some other parts of America, but on a pristine spring day in Lincoln County, with corn and soybean prices up, and fields, gardens, and lawns being tended, it's hard not to be optimistic. John Idstey, NPR News.
Tomorrow, a visit with an African-American writers group in East St. Louis.